Hi, baddies. This is your HBIC head bisexual in charge, Nicole Weaver. This is a reminder that this is part two of our Love is Blind finale recap. Part one, we covered Amy, Johnny, and Chelsea, and Jimmy. So if you've missed that, please pause, save this episode for later, come back. If not, please enjoy the rest of our recap.
Like, oh my God. All right. So at this bachelor party, bachelor parties ahead, Clay said some interesting things to his friends. He says that the sex is good, chemistry is good, living together in his house is perfect. Which, perfect? I don't know how long you're there. You're a perfect roommate when you're not there.
Literally. Like, sir, you haven't been home when the camera's on there. So don't do that.
Yeah. He said that there are best friends vibes and they love each other. I actually believe this. Like, the whole time when they're, like, relating to each other, I'm like, they have such a friendship. Like, you just can absolutely see them hanging out. They get each other's jokes.
I don't know. I the first thing that jumped out to me when he started listing all the things was a lot of it was physical, which I didn't really like. I didn't like that was like his initial thoughts or his first thoughts. Like, when I'm like thinking about, this is the woman I want to marry, like, my first thought isn't, oh, she looks good, the sex is good, right? Like, that's just, I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I buy that they have this connection. I feel like you can see them having fun and laughing and good times together, but their vibe still feels very infant and maternal. Like, it just, like, it feels like he's a kid sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that is him or his age, or the fact that he's struggling with so much. But, like, that's why I was laughing at the picture. I thought that was the date where, I mean, God, he was such a mess. Like, they're literally eating together, and he's, like, eating like an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Food. And then she's not, like, there's all this food on the table, and she's not even done, and he just starts stacking the plates. And I'm just, like, I feel like there's a constant, like, need to teach him stuff. I don't know. And so I feel like she's like, I can see that, and I'm totally down to do that for you. Like, I'm totally down to be your guide and be your help. And if I need, you know, a guide and support, you do that for me. But I just don't feel like he has anything that would have those moments where he would be able to give her something, like, in a teaching or nurturing way. Mm-hmm. And the things that she would be giving him are basics, like, guess what? You don't have to cheat, or, you know, you don't have to eat like this. Like, I don't know.
You don't have to eat like this. I got a sense that what he's providing to AD, because she literally tells her family later, is that he's a provider. So he got money, and she was like, that's it. And the other is that he's a protector, which, like, comes into the physical. And she's like, that's what I think makes a great husband and a great father. So,
point.
I usually, when I'm talking about Clay and AD, I'm really talking about where they're at, not what I think I would do, or I'm seeing where they are aligned and where they're not. And I think, just like how he said, he was very honest, looks is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then this and this. And hers is money, providing and protecting is important. They're aligned. It's old school. It's very old school. And we get to later about how old school is not great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. That's helpful. That's good context. I didn't think of it that way. You're right. He is a provider.
Yeah.
I remember being shocked when he had a house. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. He needs a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I think Clay, he sees his worth in that too, which I think is also kind of a curse. But yeah, so what else does he say at this night? he's willing to fight for her because she's willing to go bat for him. And he said he would go to war with her. He says he loves her. Clay wants to be the best father and husband. And AD deserves that, he says. And it's like, he's saying all the right things. His friends say that they see growth. So... Did this do anything for you, Pleeta?
No.
It's just like, okay, you groan, but it's like if the bar is in hell,
yeah,
and you groan,
yeah,
that means you're at the crust of the earth, right? Yeah. And so it's just like, okay, like that's my thing. It's just like, mm-hmm, the bar is in hell. AD's like, I love that man. Mm-hmm. And AD's like, and then Clay is like, AD got a hot ass body.
Exactly. Okay. Hey, okay. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild.
I will say, to Clay's credit, I don't think that he is coming from a place of malicious intent or like, I only care about us. Like, I don't feel like that's what he's saying. I feel like that's all he knows.
Yeah.
I feel like he's, and that's what makes me kind of go back to this child view of him. It's like, mm-hmm, you really just haven't lived long enough or grown in life and relate. Like, he just feels, mm-hmm, underdeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know who is willing to develop?
I know!
AD!
She really kind of feels like she's the girl with her head on her shoulders and can see that. And it's like, cool, I'll help you along the way. And I was like, girl, that's work.
She willing to do that work.
And like, to be this excited too about him, I was like, if somebody was so afraid that any moment they like might cheat on me, I'm not going to be repping you like this. I'm going to be like, let me put her behind my back a little, maybe. Right. She is Clay, loud, and proud.
Of course she is. She said, that's my man.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
my guy. I love him so much. I'm like, oh, really? Like, how?
Okay, let's be a little honest. Because this is my thing. It's like, I think Clay and AD, part of me is like, they work. Because I think they're low-key the same person. Like, let's look at Clay. Clay's not ugly. He's also not short. She's not loving this man, obviously, because he's already cooked and done and ready.
Mm-hmm.
She's into him sexually just as much as he's into her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, she said it to her mom. She's like, that man is fine.
Yes. Yes. So it's like, We gotta both of them on that. Because I'm like, I wasn't mad at Clay, really, about him saying looks was important in the pods. I think that's pretty honest and also realistic. He's like, I'm not going to be in this if I'm not going to be attracted. It was just how he handled it was not great. Mm-hmm. But AD makes it clear that she would be the first of 7 children to get married. If this happens.
Is she the oldest?
I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, ooh, I feel the pressure. I feel the pressure.
That could be, that could be pressure, or that could also be like a little bit extra desperation too.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like desperation. Like, I really want to be married. That will validate me somehow if I get married.
How old is she?
I think she's in her early 30s.
Yeah. I think the validation is like, if, when we get to the end and things she say, I'm like, ooh, girl, this is
Can I ask, how do y'all feel about Clay physically? Like, is he like, ooh, this man is fine? Like, is he fine? Oh, he is? Okay, Nicole, I see the strong kid. Okay.
This is where it becomes an issue, because now I know too much. Because at first, I was like, oh, Clay, fine. And it's like, the more I watch him, I'm just like, Clay ain't that fine.
You can learn of him, it takes the rest. But if it's just physically, and I'm a person, like, I'm bisexual, but I feel like even when it comes to physicality, it takes me a minute to think that a guy is really that fine. So for me to be like, yes, Clay is fine, like, I won't lie to myself.
Then he's fine, fine. Yeah. Okay.
And I think also when I felt like he was fine, it was like the trailer. Or it was the casting video or whatever. And also, I feel like over time, as I've seen more of his style, just some things he wears. I don't know if I'm into that on you.
Now, the fashion is terrible.
It is. So, I don't know.
So bad. But it's like, but the man is fine. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, he's fine. He's tall.
I would say, I know that he's tall and he's got broad shoulders. So I'm like, okay, I bet objectively he's tall.
Baby got bone structure. Baby got bone structure and good teeth. It's all of those things. But Clay said that he fell in love with her because she believes in him. He says beauty fades, but it's about what that person is who sits with you. I'm like, this is growth.
Yeah.
This is growth. Like, but is it growth or he just is starting to say the right things? I don't know.
Yeah. It feels partly, yes, he's starting to learn the right things that he's supposed to say. Because honestly, he's not saying how Johnny had this long list that were like attributes about Amy. Clay can't seem to name attributes about AD. He can only seem to name the things she does or provides for him.
Yes. Oh, you said it way better than I could have articulated. I think that's my biggest frustration with his stuff. It felt like primary, it's physical, and then secondary, it's you gonna do this for me. You gonna be with me when you know all my flaws. So I'm gonna keep messing up and you're gonna be the one who will go to bat for me. And that felt very resembling of like his father's energy, like just get a woman who's gonna stick by you no matter what. Like she gonna just be there when you just keep messing up because she understands your flaws. She knows you. And it just felt very like, so what about her soul and her character? Like,
And it's like, what are you doing for her? Like, what are AD's flaws that you're willing to stand by her side through it? Like, what are you offering to her? Because every time, even at that dinner where they're like, she's like, I'll take you to the moon. He's like, to the moon. But it's like, Negro, where are you taking her? What are you offering, doing for her? Like, how are you investing in y'all's relationship and partnership? And he rarely names that.
I think what he's doing for her, again, is financially. She got a house.
But the thing is, like, she clearly feels that way. Yeah. But I'm like, does Clay feel like he's willing to offer finances in the way that maybe she's assuming that he will? And that's based on what he says later on.
Yeah. We'll see. Now here's my thing, and this is maybe it'll be a little messed up to say, but I just the family portion, I think what was so beautiful, because I actually think that this whole episode is a beautiful episode of reality television and what it can show about human life. I just found it so beautiful of both sides of the family and everything that's going on in this. Like Jacqueline, 80s mama, she almost immediately started crying. She's like, don't you start. This woman's on the brink. She talks about how she met Clay's mama, Margarita, and like she was a real one. 80s like, isn't she solid? She says, that's who I would have picked to be your mother-in-law. Like, it already felt one. Like, when I was watching Amy and Johnny's family, I'm like, yeah, they're saying all the right things. And it's just like, I think it's the blackness, like, I'm just like, oh, this already feels like a family that's in it together.
I think the black women.
I like
the moms.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but like, our families be through the moms, so that's a biggie for me. Mm-hmm. Both of them get things from their parents that are like from the something old from their family, which is cute.
Aww.
Now, let's talk.
That was such a beautiful picture, by the way, of 81 right there. I love that.
It is. We gotta talk about these two. You say underdeveloped, and then this picture. Literally.
Girl, I was like, how do I even talk to y'all about this? Because all the things I sent to my friends are inappropriate for the internet.
Yeah.
I was like, this, and this is why.
Yeah. Wow. So Clay said that he's happy about the man he came through in the process. Is this with his dad? No, this is when he's talking to his friends. His friends claim that he's become more transparent, and Clay's friend said that marriage can be a two-man relay, because remember, he's a track star, so we got to make a track analogy, and that maybe 80 is a good starter, and maybe Clay is a finisher. I thought that was a pretty great analogy. I think last week, Quita, when I talked to you, I started feeling that. I'm like, all right, like, maybe unfortunately he needed 80 to get started and get on the right path. But if he does everything to continue to grow, like, he might be at least running right beside AD. But now I'm just too scared.
I don't think that's a crazy concept. Oh, sorry. No. What were you going to say?
No, I don't think it's a crazy concept. I think maybe here's my queerness. I think I'm a little jaded because I feel like often a lot of, like, cishet women will invest so much in men because they see their potential. And then when that man hits that potential, he goes and he goes potentched with somebody else. And I can easily see that being the case with AD and Clay, of like, she will pour into him and pour into him and mother him and therapize him and do all these things. And then he becomes the man that she always thought he could be. And then he'll be like, actually, this relationship ain't it. And he leaves her for someone else.
Damn. That is weird.
And go on and get a white girl.
or a Latinx woman. Somebody. Yeah. Get on my girl.
The lyric that immediately starts playing in my mind.
Wow. I didn't even have that lyric in my mind, but I did have the leaving you for a white girl. and then go somewhere else. I was like, man, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like that's one side of the possibility. On the other end, and this is what I was afraid of for them, with her being the starter, is that she's going to spend so much of her time and energy pouring into him that it's literally going to drain her.
Yes.
And that he's still not going to ever get up to where she needs him to be, or at the very least, it's going to take years.
Yes.
This man's stuff is deeply rooted. I mean, he said from even in the pods, I know I need therapy. I know I need therapy. Like, you're a blinking sign if you need therapy. And not anything like, oh, it's his fault. Like, his father really did a number on him. But it's like, how long is it going to take him to get past that? How long? Like, if you are literally a full grown ass man being like, I'm so afraid I'm going to go cheat on you. Like, I have almost no control over my body because I don't know how to value the institution of marriage or commitment or whatever that is. Like, how much of her pouring into him is going to negate that? That's my fear, is that it's going to take so long and she's going to have to go at least 2-3 years without having a partner that she deserves, because she's giving him, trying to grow him up to a level that's even just slightly equal.
Yeah. It's a risk.
That's bleak. Okay, never mind. That was bleak.
Yeah. But it's like a good lesson to everyone listening or watching. It's like, yeah, that's a risk. AD, I don't know why she's so okay with that risk, but she is. The father pops up before the ceremony, and I thought this was interesting because I read into everything. I'm taking my notes. Why did Clay say he didn't think he was going to be able to see him? I was like, is this man late on his son's freaking wedding?
Well, if you realize, Clay is the only one in the room. How are the other folks, their parents and their friends and their bridal party are all in the room? Clay's groom's party is gone. It's literally just him. So his dad was probably late.
It's just him sitting on a stool by the sink.
No! What? Mm. I missed that!
Yes.
This is before the wedding?
Yes. Yeah. This man was late to talk to his son, and he didn't think he was going to be able to talk to his daddy. That's the first thing he said. Ooh, Trevor, he starts talking about racing Clay when they were together growing up, and one day Clay beat him, and Trevor goes over his own career, all-star, all-American or whatever, and then something about the U.S., whatever, got an injury. Then he was like, he admitted, he's like, and then I started living vicariously through you. What is Clay? Clay's a track star. Clay became All-American. Like, I have actually a lot of grace for Clay. I have so much grace for Clay because he's, like, open. He knows that this isn't fucked up. So, and one of the hardest things coming from someone who had to do this work is looking at your parents and how they raised you and being like questioning. Mm-hmm. Every child wants to believe that their parents loved and you know, did everything best for them, did not put them in harm's way. But for some of us, we have to sit there and be like, and it's really hard. It's hardwiring. And Clay will go out of his way every time he says something really messed up that his father has done to influence him, but he's a good father.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I noticed that a lot. Like, straight after saying, and he took me all along to cheat on my mom with his mistress.
And we find out Clay identifies as a mama's boy.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I missed that too. Damn.
When he's about to go up, he's with his mom before walking down the aisle. He's like, oh, telling her she's so beautiful and everything. And he's like, I was always a mama's boy. His mom then says, and you always will be. So this is a man who had to keep this secret to protect his father from the parents that he cherishes, because she was probably there for him much more than the other, emotionally and everything. And like, if I was Clay, I would also be like, what is love? Like, that's literally
exactly. It's a mind hug. That's why I'm like, I don't think Clay's bad. I think he's just a hurt. Mm-hmm. He's a little boy that's like, what do I do? How do I? Yeah, exactly as you said, what is love? Like, and he knows it, but he's also, in reality, a grown person who wants love, who wants compassion and connection and a relationship, and he just doesn't know how to navigate to get there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. It is. I think for me, it's like, yes, I have grace and compassion for Clay because it's clear this process has, like, made him face a lot of things and have to confront a lot of, like, deep childhood wounds that it doesn't seem like he's really faced in a way with other people, or even it's like, it's clear it seems like he's rarely talked about this as much as he has, because I feel like he is doing a lot of processing with AD. And then he says he had never told his mom about the trips, and then eventually he does tell his mom, and then even in this interaction with his father, they don't talk about any of these things. Like, Clay kind of just lets his dad just ramble on about his track career and how Clay finally beat him, you know?
How can he speak up when his own father will fully admit he lived vicariously through him? He probably was not allowed the space. It was always about his father's wants.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably the first time he gets a breather. And really is like, I'm supposed to become my own husband. My own man. I'm supposed to be a husband. Trevor even says that he did not, his father wasn't around. Mm-hmm. So the grandma was the one who was the mama. And he said that she told him that you have to be good to your wife and be good to your kids. He said, I didn't need to be told on the ladder. Trevor now. I mean, men really separate the two. How can you be a good husband and do this, or a good father, but not a good husband. They're interchangeable, as we see. The nuclear family is very tightly wound. Like,
and I think taking your child on a, like, a trip where you're cheating on his mother that you're married to is not being good to your child.
No.
And you have to be clear.
In a blatantly obvious way.
Literally.
In a non-negotiable, this is a shitty parent move.
Literally.
Period. Doesn't matter if your dad wasn't there. It doesn't matter. Like, this is an obviously bad thing to do. Especially when you're married to his mother. Like, you know that's his mother that you're hurting, you know? Mm-hmm. And one thing I saw Trevor say, which I didn't even know his name was Trevor, because in my book he was a lot of other things. but when he was like just talking to the mom,
yeah,
serious conversation, which I feel like we have to discuss that in detail. But absolutely, like, when he was talking to her and he was like, just tell him to get a good man, tell him to get a good woman or something like that. Mom. And I was like, ew, so you haven't even, like, addressed any of, like, you haven't even processed it yourself.
Right.
And that was what was so shocking to me. It was like, of course Clay hasn't, like, this man hasn't, like, what's his father? Got to be at least, what, 10, 20 years older than mm-hmm. him. And he still hasn't processed it. It was so shocking to me how you're watching your baby struggle. Like, Clay is clearly...
He's not watching him. We haven't seen him the whole season.
Right. He's not attuned to Clay. I don't think he's attuned to Clay. I don't think he even recognized that Clay was struggling.
If Clay accomplishes something, he's probably attuned to him. And that's why when we take it all the way back to the pods, Clay goes on and on about his accolades. Because that's the only sense of worth that he's been given from the one person he's really wanting that validation and love.
Right. And I think it's like what pisses me off, I think, the most about Clay is he sees his growth has to come through a Black woman. And I think what his dad said about just tell him to find a good woman like you is again a man finding his growth through a Black woman. And what does she have to endure to help him become the man that he wants to be.
Exactly. And her worth is in her being willing to endure that, which really is what AD looks like. Like, I get it, and I'm going to be here with you, and I'm going to watch you mess up over and over again at my expense, but it's okay. We're going to get you into a good spot. Oh, Lord. See? Lord. It's bigger than everything too. It's like a real light on so many generational issues.
Yes, which again, I'm like, excellent episode of television. Devastating. Excellent. When they get to the altar, this is where I'm also like, I get best friends vibes, because the way they were greeting each other, everyone dissected every line that they said to each other. And it's like, I get it. It's probably not for both of us, but the fact that they are both saying these things to each other and they're both equally into it, they're perfect for each other. They're perfect for each other.
Because my friend looking at Clay. That's hilarious. Go ahead.
AD, she walks up by herself, which I wrote, to me this is actually upsetting to watch, because like I know that she was like, okay, I wasn't even close to my father, he's not around, but I think someone said you can have your brothers there who were always there for you. I mean, seven kids, there's got to be one boy. And I was like, why can't the mama walk her down?
That'd be that thing about tradition. I'm like, your mother clearly is rooting for you and rooting this for this relationship. Clay had his mom walk with him, which is not tradition. Like,
the wedding, I feel like it's always like, it's like that whole, oh, I mean, we're seeing it now, kind of. It's like, oh, you're the mother father or mother son dance, the father daughter hands. It's like you're giving away. It's like that opposite sex parent is supposed to be the example of the future sexual.
First that you're going to, yeah.
I think it is. I think it's all the same.
Which is also weird and creepy all around.
I know.
Complex, but okay. I agree. I wish her mom would have walked her down the aisle. Her mom was clearly her support.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh my God. And the way Jacqueline, Miss Jacqueline, her mama started crying when AD was down there, and then Margarita Clay's mom is like, hold it together. Mm-hmm. She was like, we worked for this, which I was like, oof, so much disappointment. We worked for this. These, so many Black women's backs were broken.
Exactly.
To get them.
Exactly. Which I don't know. It's like watching this, it's beautiful because it's a testament to what we already know. Black woman greatness just exudes naturally, right? So in many ways, you feel proud. Like, look at these moms making sure their babies are taken care of and having the conversation with, you know, this guy who still, you know what I mean? Like, even the way Clay's mom approached that was like, I was like, this is so nice and gentle. Like, he needs a reaming. And she still gave him class and dignity and still didn't say the direct words, which should have been, this is from you. This came from you. And she kept saying, like, this comes from a childhood and what he saw as a child. And I was wanting to be like, this girl, this was you. This is you. But, right, like, we see all this grace and everything, but at what expense? Mm-hmm. And then what? And then Clay's mom goes home and has to sit with the fact that she just learned on national TV all these other details that she didn't know. And AD's mom has got to be there to help pick up AD after all of this. It's just kind of like we give and for what? Like, it kind of pissed me off, honestly.
Yeah. I also feel like AD's mom was a bit too gracious to Clay when she met him. He was late. She had been told that he hadn't been coming home. She doesn't bring that up at all to him. Because even Clay's mom, I mean, because they low-key get in an argument about it in front of her, but his mom is, like, very clear that, like, if you love and care about this woman, you should come home, right? So, like, she's very clear with him and firm, even if she's, like, loving and telling AD she should be understanding. But I think also, I think the flip side of it, of, like, we see how Clay's childhood has impacted him, I also think there's pieces of AD's upbringing that's clearly impacting her, right? Absolutely. And so how Jacqueline is like, so like, she is so enraptured with Clay. And I would hope that a mom who has heard what she's heard about Clay would at least have a little bit of smoke for him. Just a little.
That's a really great pickup.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Her one thing is that she kept talking like up AD, but that was not her go-to, is to go after Clay. It's very interesting. So yeah. The chain part, I'm sorry, should I speed up? But like, I look into everything. He was so adamant about her wearing his chain. He was like, oh, you look good.
Oh, the necklace. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm also thinking psychologically of just how men do that. They like very much would want to push that. Cause I think it's ownership. Like,
it is. What?
It is. It's just like, okay. Now, this is something I did not know until TikTok. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I think Clay warns AD that he's about to say no. Did you guys catch this?
No, I didn't. What, how he warned her?
So this man right here who's looking at Clay like, you ain't shit. When he was giving his spiel, he said, we're here celebrating lifelong partnerships, but today is yours. Now, after he says, like, lifelong partnership, Clay goes,
no.
He mouths
actually,
her.
Oh, no.
No! Wait, for real?
For real.
This is on TikTok, and then we went and saw it, and he really did?
It was just a clip of the episode. You can look into the episode when the minister, yes. He's like,
that makes it even worse.
And she just, nothing registered.
She's just,
yes. So I'm like, this is very interesting. So, yeah, Clay said he wasn't going to get engaged without knowing what she looked like. We got to retell this whole thing. It's just so funny. Everyone's laughing. He thanks her for her patience, and he has become a better man. He says they have mental fortitude to get there. And shout out to her. Mental fortitude. On my wedding day, no one better talk about no mental fortitude. I don't want it. I don't want it.
On my wedding day, there better not be a Clay.
Period.
That's the biggest thing.
And I think a part of me was like, mental fortitude. Like, I'm like, first of all, y'all haven't even had any like, y'all truly don't really know how you'll move through any major big things, because Clay has been having such an introspective conversation throughout much of their relationship.
Internal.
Yeah, I'm like, the conflict is coming, the call is coming from within the house, baby. Yeah. Like, you don't actually know how y'all will handle things together. I mean, they had that small hiccup around, like, when he was like, the timing, and she's like, well, if you say no, we're not going to keep dating. But it's like, they really didn't get into an argument about that, you know?
It was the coming home and the work. Like, and he talked about finances later. Yeah. Apparently it was part of it. So we don't know what they were talking about.
We don't.
So.
Or if they talked about it. Or if they talked about it.
Exactly. Yes. Because the wording he gives is very interesting. So 80 calls him beautiful. She wrote a whole long list of the things that she loves about this man. I didn't write it. I didn't write any of that list down, but it's a specific list. Of course, she says I do. We get dramatic heartbeats before we hear their answers. I don't know if you noticed that, but I was like, ooh, these editors are turning it up. Clay says, it wouldn't be responsible to say I do today. He needs to do some work to be 100% in. He says she deserves the best, and he's not ready to give that 100. He adds that he knows she will fight for him. She looks over at her people like, so we gonna jump him? Like, where were the brothers? Do AD not have brothers?
Made me flash back to Nancy and Bartice's wedding, when Nancy's whole family was ready to jump Bartice.
The energy. The energy that needed to be added in, because he said, I know you're going to be rocking with me. Just like, I'm like, even the first time around, I was like, I'm okay with this, because it's not responsible. It would not be responsible for him to say I do. She does deserve the best. If he's not 100% in, good riddance.
Yeah.
But, and I'm like, that's okay. I'm okay with that. But to end it with, and I know you'll stay with me. Like, don't come, don't do that. Yeah. That's her choice.
Yeah. I give him credit. I think you're right. I feel like, I'm glad that he called out how irresponsible it would be for them to get married, because it would be so alarmingly irresponsible. And she's in delusional land of, I got rose colored glasses, I'm willing to baby this man until he's up to the stage of a child. And, you know, then maybe adolescent, I don't know. But she wouldn't say no, which I also thought, flag, AD, you got to check in on you. Because why aren't you saying no to Clay? Like, right? That should have been already a pre. She should have pulled a Jimmy and been like, let's stop this before we even get there. But I'm glad that he said it. But it's also like, I just feel like his issues with marriage and commitment are so blatantly large that this was the worst show ever for him to go on. It was like, yay, you've realized it, but like, at what cost? Like, why didn't you go? I would have been fine with Clay on like a dating regular show. Like, why did
too hot to handle, perfect match,
anything where we're connecting and then we date, but like, why we're connecting and then we marry? This isn't even regular for the rest of the world. Y'all are in an extremely accelerated path to marriage, and you can't even handle the concept of it.
Yes. Well, I think Clay would be good for one of those shows, but also I think the fact that this takes place in Charlotte is a bigot. Like, if Clay lived in LA or something, he probably would have been through on one of these dating shows. But I think these shows bounce between cities. Mm-hmm. And then they get the pool that they get. Clay, I think, was a huge get.
Right, right, yeah.
And it's South Carolina. It's like they, marriage, they claim they uphold it so much. But yet, I think everyone's like still like, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do, right? So let's do it. Ooh, yeah, AD, she's like, I'm over it, but Margarita jumped into also.
I like this. I like the scene when Clay's mom is like, it just felt like, again, like black woman to black woman looking at each other like, we got her. We got her. Like, you know she gonna take care of her. Mm-hmm. Look at Clay looking.
Why is he smiling?
Get out!
I'm doing Clay so many favors because the pictures for this drop and after this big moment, Clay looks a straight up villain in every picture.
Yeah, he's smiling.
He's looking down the camera of like, yeah, that happened. And
I heard him being like to AD, like, but why is this a big deal? Like, why does it even matter with this timeline? Like, do you know what we just did? Like, did you know that you just told me no while I was standing at the altar? Like, why didn't we talk about timeline and all that before? We could have
never. They did. He did.
They did. That's what she said to him. Like, if you say no to me, I don't think I will date you afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's afraid. So what, you think he's afraid of losing her? So he's got to go through with it?
I don't think he believed her.
Okay, I don't think he believed her, no. But also, can we talk about commitment?
You're going through some things, Nicole.
I think the fans probably don't know what they want. I don't know if the producers know what they want. I don't know if the cast know what they want. Because this show has a fucked up premise. The premise of getting engaged to a wall, you never see them, and in 3 weeks you get to an altar and you say yes or you say no.
No.
That's not nice. That format itself is not a nice thing to do to anyone. But now we're like, okay, but we've accepted. This is the premise. And so when AD wants to talk about commitment, she's like, well, I committed to this process. That means we're going to get married. No. The process allows you to say I do or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this man's like, I don't want to do this timeline. She's like, well, we made a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, all right, is it best to do a Jimmy, which don't do a Jimmy the way Jimmy did a Jimmy, or because like everyone's like, but it's team commitment. We accepted this process. Then we go to the altar.
Altar and say that.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. And honestly, the saying no is, when you put it that way, it's like, yeah, that's just a part of the thing. Like, it's like one of us might say no, one of us might say yes. That's just a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like somehow along the way, we, or at least I have, you get into it and it's almost like the saying no is villainous. And you're like, oh, why didn't you even drag me through all of this? Like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, I don't know. It's very much a lose situation when you're like, oh, this is not going to work for me. But Margarita, she said, she was like, hey, if you're not 100%, you need to listen to what's going on in here. So she, I think she had a very fair situation of like, this is so hurtful for 80, and yet Clay, you better not do anything you don't feel like you're ready to.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That leaves the parents. Because Trevor, he pops up checking in on his son, and he was just like, yeah, I'm proud of you. I'll always be proud of you. I love you. Clay's like, should I talk to her? He's like, yeah, you don't want to seem indifferent. And I'm like, I can't believe we're seeing Trevor advise this man on
anything. I was just thinking, I'm like, why is Trevor advising at all? Like,
he is the father.
I don't know.
If you don't check with your mama before you do anything, please.
Literally.
So
I'm sorry. Then
that leaves these two talking, and it's the most interesting freaking television. Give it an Emmy. Give it a fucking, and she needs to be on the stage. If Netflix producers get an Emmy, she better be on this stage.
I was gonna say, I don't even think they need to get an Emmy, because that's just her. That literally wasn't like Netflix setting this up, or that is literally just her. And with a different person there, this same scene could have played out way more flatly. Like,
oh yeah.
The only dynamic thing here is her.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So basically, she tells him, like, everything that happened up there today is carrying from things of the past. Mm-hmm. Children shouldn't see some certain things. And he saw it. That stays with him. She tells Trevor as well, like, you need to go and apologize. And Trevor, he goes into, and this was so familiar. I think that's another thing of, like, it's giving documentary. Like, these reality shows are bullshit. Like, they're mostly bullshit. This part was giving documentary. It was a perfect example of what this generation does when you confront them about their parenting. And they're like, but my parent wasn't even there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, but you need to work on you so you can don't pass that stuff. And he's like, yeah, break the cycle, yeah. But
and how quick, I'm sorry. Let me just, I'll wait.
No, and it's like, I don't think he sees that he's not the end of that cycle. His son is.
Yeah, exactly. But look how quick, it's almost like a rote memorization, like, yep, and I know that's the right thing to say. Like, immediately he was like, yep, you break the cycle, yeah, we change it or whatever. Like, he was saying the words, and I'm like, you're not even taking these words in, because you have clearly done no accountability work. Like, none of it was, man, I'm really thinking about how my actions have affected Clay. I'm really thinking about how what part I had in this. I wonder if it means anything that my son is unable to commit. And I dragged him along with, like, I'm not even going to lie. I was very triggered. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe you don't know this or not, but I just recently was stuck on an island with an older black man was really like shit the whole time. And I remember being like, why? Like, why is this happening? Why is he just so nasty to me? Da, da, da. And after the show, it eventually came out that, oh, this is all from his childhood stuff. And I just remember being like, no way is a man who's almost 50 still struggling with his childhood stuff. And watching Clay's dad, it was so like a ding. Oh, they can get to a point where they just don't even try. Like, it was like, how were you this old and you didn't even, like, I was just flabbergasted that he was literally starting to tear up talking about his dad not being there, as if the wound was brand new and fresh and hadn't been addressed and hadn't been touched. And I'm like, and how old are you? Where was the moment where you say, all right, I'm in my 20s, I'm in my 30s, let me start taking care of my own shit, so I'm not just a, you know, replica of what happened to me. And it almost feels like it's never happened.
No. I mean, that generation, I don't think, has these conversations with their parents. Like, I know that's the case for my parents. Like, I think the way that I address past things with them, they'll be like, this is disrespectful, because I never got that. I was never allowed to try to, like, heal my closure from my parents. You're supposed to shut up, stick with it, because that's your parent.
Right. And it's that thing of, they did better than their parents, so that automatically means that they were a good parent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you did better than your parent, that doesn't necessarily mean that you were a good parent. It means you learned what one thing not to do, or some things not to do.
Yes.
And I think it became very apparent. I mean, Clay very much so
is like realizing he's on a path to being just like his father if he does not do the work, right? Mm-hmm. And you start to see these ways of like how they are very similar. In one way, it's like being so consumed with their own emotional world that they just are not aware of anybody else's emotional world. And it's like, how are you at your son's wedding day? And you actually have no clue how he feels about marriage, commitments, love, or any of this. And you're not even thinking about the fact that how you did his mother, your ex-wife who's literally standing in front of you, could have impacted the decision that he made today. And for him to just so flippantly say, just tell him to meet a good woman like you.
After she had already said, there are some things that you got to address. Like, this was and that's why I was like, it didn't even sink in. Like, your default is just get a woman who will deal with it, who will help me, who will take me where I need to go. And I get what you're saying, Nicole, about that generation and not being able to get the closure from their parents. To me, I'm not even holding him to that standard.
Yeah.
Because we already know that's going to be difficult. I'm holding you to, maybe I can't talk to my dad about why he wasn't there, but I can look into myself as an adult, as a 30-something-year-old man, when my kid is young, and check in with me and seeing, who am I? Why am I still cheating on my wife all the time? Why am I bringing my kid along with my, like, I don't even know why you would do that anyway. Like, can you take a moment and think about the logistics of that? What are you putting clay in the other room while you're sleeping with this woman? Like, it's such a random.
And he probably did it because it's a smokescreen for his wife, right? Like, his wife will never question what he's doing or where he's going if he's bringing one of the kids with him.
So that to me just feels like, I'm not even asking you to do the work with your parents, but like, as your own developing human being self, how have you not done that work?
Anyways, I suggest people read Emotionally Immature Parents, Adults of Emotionally Immature Parents, because it's fascinating read.
It's on my list, but I'm like, look, one hurdle at a time.
I know.
It's gonna be triggering.
Once I started listening to that, I was like, oh, I'm eating this up. Because I learned so much about, like, myself and, like, my abusive parent. And I'm like, oh, like, their brain just don't, it's not working the same way if you're emotionally stunted. Like, it's interesting. There's, like, a little of, like, okay, I understand grace, but also it's like you're harmful, so distance. Anyway, another thing that I also noticed earlier about the whole Clay and Trevor conversation is that Clay said, he said he just really wanted to know the gray area. And that's also, as someone, I know a lot of people like to be black or white thinking, but I think Clay is so jaded himself from his upbringing that he's like, were you even in love? Like, what's that gray area marriage that I know? I want to figure that out, because, like, how do you do that and still stay married and say you love each other? Like, and he also said that that conversation was the most he ever poured into him in his life. Did you catch that?
Poor baby.
Like, babe, he gave you a track meet speech. So if that's the most he's ever poured into you, that is very indicative of what kind of parent he was to you.
But that's hard. Now, Clay, he walks his house over there. And I don't like the height difference. Like, this was crazy. Everything crazy. I don't think a writer or a director would come up with everything that's going on in this scene. This is why I freaking love reality TV. This is crazy to watch. Yeah, he kept trying to explain to her, which I think is fair, is that he was not ready. She would not want a husband who was not ready. AD was like, don't you tell me what I want. I want that emotionally immature husband.
I thought he was very sincere here. I felt his honesty here.
He said, I am embarrassed. He's actually pretty quick to say when he's embarrassed of something. He's like, it's embarrassing to look in the mirror and say, I am not the man that is 100% ready and should be your husband, when you should have that. He tells her in this, which I was like, more of this, he called her perfect. He's like, this is not about you. You are perfect AD. And it's like, why couldn't I get that the whole season?
I also am glad that he said that, too, because I feel like she was already starting to spiral in what did I do? Why wasn't I enough? How come it always happens to me world? Mm-hmm. When I'm literally like, AD, this literally has nothing to do with you. Like, yeah. You could be insert any woman in this space and Clay would still have the same issue. So mm-hmm. I felt like him saying like, oh, you're so perfect. It's nothing. Like, I felt like that was an indication that he really does know her. On a deeper level, you know what I mean? Like, he can tell, like, that's what she needed to hear, and that he was being sincere about it. I really liked his speech here.
I did. But she can't hear it.
No, she's sad. Yeah.
Yeah, the hurt is so much.
It's also minutes after you just embarrass me in front
of Exactly.
So, and
this is another thing. He does not give her any time to process anything.
Exactly. No.
And that was the selfish part.
Yeah, I think that's my thing, is that's what I kept sitting with, is like, this conversation felt like it was actually about making him feel better about rejecting her and hurting her feelings, because he's like trying to explain himself, and he's like, you're perfect and all of this, and then he's like pushing her to hug him and kiss him, and it's like, this is about soothing his feelings around making her upset versus actually giving her the space to process what just happened.
When I walk away, I want to feel like, okay, well, she's not like pissed at me completely. Yeah. Like, yeah.
She didn't hate me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whew. So, yeah, AD, she's just not hearing it. Eventually, he has to walk away. And this is also when he turned into a child, because he was like, I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. She had to, like, look at him twice and just be like, you need to walk out that door so I can finally cry the relief cry that came after this.
Yeah. I think my thing, so y'all were like, it could have been any woman. And I think this happened because he was with a Black woman who was showing him care and grace, I think, in a way that reminded him of his own mother.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh,
because the way he was acting like a child after he just rejected this woman, seemingly embarrassed her. She's having a lot of feelings. She clearly seems very upset with him. And he's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And it's like, nigga, grow up. This woman is very upset right now. And she needs the space to process her feelings. Damn. And you were, again, prioritizing your own emotions and wanting to soothe by being up under her when she literally just needs space right now.
Yeah.
Whoa, God, that makes it worse. I think you're right. Damn.
He said the thing about, like, I've never seen successful Black marriages, right? Yeah. So I think it's literally something particular about him, like, getting engaged to this Black woman. Mm-hmm. She is motherly towards him and all of his bullshit. And it further keeps bringing up all of these feelings about how he witnessed his dad do his mother wrong when she was seemingly the perfect mother and wife to him.
Damn. Oh, Lord. And
I mean, AD voices it. She's just like, I feel like I was a sacrifice to you becoming a better man.
And that's like, where she needs to be accountable. He couldn't do it if you didn't let him, baby girl.
Yeah, but that was what was going on the whole time anyway, though. Yes. And that would have continued for forever if he would have said yes.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole point. He needs a woman to sacrifice her dignity, her strength, her time, her energy, and everything to raise him up to a level that's even slightly dateable. And then you just add what you just said on top of that about it specifically being a Black woman and how she's going to remind him of his mother, and it's going to be, that just makes me want to crawl in a hole.
Because her saying there's nothing Clay could have said that would have changed her answer, I was like, AD, girl.
Yeah. That's unconditional love, and unconditional love should only come from a parent to child.
Literally.
Oh, damn. Okay, we need to talk more. I also feel like I'm learning things too. I'm like, damn, that's a good point. You're right.
Yes, it's a lot. So in the end, Clay, he talks to the camera, and he's just like, yeah, at this point, I just feel really stupid. When he said that, I was like, you feel really stupid because you bet on the wrong thing. Or maybe you didn't, but you bet you were going to be able to wiggle out of that with some sex.
Honestly. Yep.
Some kisses, some hugs, and some sex.
Here's my fear. I was going to say, the way he was grabbing her when he was having that conversation and they started kissing and he was doing that kiss, I'm like, I know that kiss. That is a, I mean, come on. And then she, her body language was, okay, babe. You know, and like, I feel like she wanted to save face and she was fully giving.
Absolutely.
Plus the fact of she probably genuinely is like, I need to break down and cry. You just literally told me no at the altar. But I feel like give it a day or two after that, and he come home and get, come on, baby. Da, da.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna give in to that because her whole thing felt like, I'm willing to take you flawed.
Yeah.
I'm willing to say, look how understanding I can be. Look how I'm willing to fight for you even when you're not at your best.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of could see them just dating from here. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I did find it interesting though, that Clay names, like, I don't understand her finances like that. And yep. I'm just not in love like that.
He said, I'm not deep. Am I deeply in love?
Love? Yeah. No. Yeah. And I'm like, does AD know you're not deeply in love?
Is AD deeply in love? It's been 4 weeks.
I was going to say, can you be deeply in love? After
that's not crazy to me. That is not crazy.
If we're talking about changes to the structure of the show, I do feel like making it like 6 or 8 weeks would increase the likelihood of success.
It would, but they want to, like, be cheap. They want to be real cheap.
I mean, I'm sure. But like, what? 4 weeks?
Yes. But when these people are like, I can't say yes off of just 2 good weeks, that's half the whole process.
That is half the whole process. I think, like, you can fall deeply in love if you've done a lot of work prior to getting there and you are very clear about what you want and need in a partner.
Yeah.
You can fall head over heels. But if you are just now realizing, like, oh, damn, my dad cheated on my mom and took me on the trip and I'm emotionally scarred from it. No, Clay, you are not going to fall in love after 2 weeks, babe.
Right, right.
I'm still stuck on the logistics of that. Like, if it is as bad as my brain is saying, like, wait in the next room kind of stuff, like,
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think. I can't go there.
How do you get past that?
I don't know. You don't.
I don't.
I feel like one of the overarching themes of this, or at least what I felt like, and maybe this is just because I'm a child of, what do you say, an adult child of emotionally
immature parents.
And immature and abusive parents. And I remember being like, see, this is why we need to scream it from the rooftops that the shit that happens to kids literally sticks with them decades later. Mm-hmm. Like, he is literally crippled by memories from decades ago.
That's all.
Because he never got to talk about it. And the first time he did, Netflix was around.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, it gets me all riled up.
So AD, she's walking away slowly, sexily, sad. And she's just like, well, I'm not going to talk, like, date him after this. So that's where we end it. She says
that's what she said.
She said he's not going to what? Meet him?
Date him.
Date him.
Well, she's going to date him.
Exactly.
For sure.
She's like, I can't see myself. It's like, okay.
She looks great, by the way. She looks great the whole time, I will say.
Yes. She absolutely.
Every second I was like, she looks fantastic. Like, literally perfect.
Yes. I mean, I'm annoyed because there's other people who have different beauty standards for Black women who go on and on about AD. AD is gorgeous, leave her alone.
Do people not think that she's gorgeous?
They talk a lot about her lashes, her
and
hair.
And her hair.
I saw people talking about her hair, but I thought that was just Black girls being like, your leave-out isn't perfectly blended.
Yeah.
And I think also, when Clay said, I don't understand her finances, right? I'm like, the thing about hair and lashes and nails and all these things, they cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And Adi was wearing strips, which are much more economical if she's going to be in this process, like lash strips versus like individuals. Right. You know, I'm like, she's on this thing for like a total of like, what, 4 weeks? Like, mm-hmm. she going to have her strips. That's that. And she had the same hairstyle because I'm like, let's just be real. These things cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a movie set. Do you think
it's an indication that she isn't as financially stable?
I think she's probably financially stable for whatever her living standard is. Mm-hmm. But I think IG baddie type of standard, no. I think whatever lifestyle Clay might be living, probably not.
No.
Because it's clear, I mean, she was a dancer. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much money they make.
They don't
make a lot of money. And now she's doing real estate, which can be all over the place. You have to work really hard to become a very successful realtor. And she also, I did find it interesting when she described what she does. She said, I manage a club, but then she says, I'm a VIP manager. So I'm like, that's different than managing clubs.
I was thinking she was saying, like, I'm managing only the high
VIP clients. Yeah.
So I was like, that plus real estate, I feel like she was doing good. And I don't know, she just gives me like, this could be just my bias because she's just a black girl, but like it feels like she's like, I'm hustling, I'm gonna have
myself.
So when he said that finance and stuff, I literally just immediately was like, you're just saying shit. Like,
I kind of believed him because I think also they probably came from different class backgrounds. Clay clearly comes from like a middle, upper middle class family. Mm-hmm. His dad with that little Alpha fraternity pen, the way his mom is put together. His mom definitely looks like he looks like he could have been a Jack and Jill kid potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, his sister looks like alternative and cool, but like, I mean.
His sister did not speak, and I was like, if you are sitting here and you're a queer black woman, you better speak
now.
Right now.
We need it.
Right.
I see the piercings and I see the tattoos. I
see the eye gems.
That is a straight woman.
Damn, I'm still thinking about the glasses. I kind of got upper middle class from both of them, but
I didn't get that from AD's mom. She was I'm assuming a single mom of 7 children.
That's true. The 7 7, you're right.
Okay, we've only seen like 3 sisters this whole entire time. I'm feeling like the 4 have to be from the daddy
potentially.
Like so I'm like, I don't think she's a mom of 7. That would be
right. It could be the other. And actually, that's probably more likely anyway.
Yeah. I still don't think they come from the same class background.
Yeah.
No.
That's a good thing to add. Damn.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Right.
But I
and
think
I'm like,
they both have the same aspirations financially.
Of course. And I think Clay is much closer because of his family background versus AD. He'll have to work much harder or marry someone.
There we go. Okay.
To get there.
We're cracking it. Okay. It's making sense.
Yep.
So at the end, you, as toxic and problematic as it is, you find the person that I guess fulfills what you're needing.
Yes.
And that's what she said. He's a provider and a protector.
Mm.
So there you go. This was such an interesting episode. I am so happy we got to talk about it.
Like, it's so fun. Thank you all for letting me be a part of the
of course, Katara. Oh, whenever.
Y'all have guessed on what's happening on the reunion. Yeah, I'm like, so what's the reunion bringing?
Well, have you looked at the trailer?
I haven't.
Okay, the trailer just came out.
Damn. Okay, I'll look at it.
We get a clip of Clay saying that AD is the love of his life.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
yeah.
I knew it. He only needs to talk sweet to her and pull her in for a kiss, and she will be back.
I'm like, AD, stand up.
She won't. And now that we added the financial context, she won't.
You guys are making me regret not including this one really sexy picture, because it was from this scene, and when they do the hug, even when I saw the hug in real time, I was like, oh, because she couldn't just hug him. She did the whole wraparound mm-hmm. with the head, mm-hmm. and her back was so curved. It looked like the freaking movie poster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is this where he had his arms right around, like, the middle of her, like, pulling her ass for the kiss? Yeah.
I was like, they're about to do it right now.
Yeah. But even the way they embrace, it's like... I get that. I feel like she's saying, I need.
Yes.
No. You know what he's saying? I got you and I'm going to give it to you. And I'm like, that's
not the girl.
I've been there. Like, I'm like, I know this hug. I know that hug. I may be single, but I remember these hugs. What's the wrong time, you know?
I cannot handle you yelling at me. I'm going to give it to you. I can't handle it.
You know how you're like, you're attuned to everything that's happening. I feel like my mind attunes into the body language and spoken communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the reunion. We'll see. They'll also be bringing back couples from previous seasons as well.
Which, Gianna from season one is freaking pregnant.
Yeah.
By Blake Moynes of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I don't know any of those words.
She was with Damien, and then they were back and forth.
Yeah. She was like a young girl. She yelled at him about sex one time. What was she yelling at him for?
I don't remember. It's been a minute. I mean, literally, it's been a while.
Why? I'm looking forward to seeing this. This is a season six couple, but the guy, the young boy who was on his phone the whole time.
Kenneth and Brittany? Yeah, yeah, they'll be there.
Yeah. I'm really interested in seeing what his explanation is. Yeah. Because I can't figure that out. I'm like, did he just...
Oh, have you heard about this?
What? No.
So they broke up off camera.
I didn't know that.
Jess says this on the Nick Vile podcast, Vile Files, but... She was like, yeah, he was over it because they already broke up off camera and were like, we're just good as friends. Like, we're getting friends vibes. And so, but they had to film a breakup scene.
Wow, so that was all an act.
Wow. So he couldn't even turn it on for however long they were filming. He's like,
damn. That's so wild. But I feel like also, like, whatever the reason is that led to the breakup is probably that same energy, though. Like, I wonder why he had that energy. Like, did you get bored of her? Were you just not interested? Like,
I don't know.
I couldn't get it because she was clearly like, I'm trying, I'm giving. And he was like, whatever. I'm a brick wall. But anyway, I'm excited for the reunion. Yeah. I'll have to watch and see y'all's thoughts on it.
Katora, where can people follow you? If they want more of your thoughts.
On YouTube, I'm at Couture Tops, just as you see at the bottom of the screen. And then on Instagram, Haute Couture. But everywhere else, I'm Couture Tops.
And Quita, how about you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at @hello_Quita. Yeah, for my hot takes on social justice and pop culture.
And I am Nicole Weaver. You can check out my writing about reality TV on Collider.com. I am also, please follow Black by Reality across all socials so you don't miss a thing. We are wrapping up Love is Blind. We have wrapped up a lot of our things, but I'm still working on more couple to thruple interviews. So be on the lookout for that. This week we released the one with Maximo and Ash. And we are covering Survivor. I will be having guests. Katora. Just reminding you, I already talked to her about the traitors, which we just wrapped up my finale episode, and reunion is coming up soon.
Oh, good.
Yes. And
I'm down to Survivor talk anytime. I just told myself after episode 2, I'm officially tapping in mentally, like... I had to, you know, emotionally cleanse a little bit. And then I was like, let me watch this episode. And then the first thing I watch is a girl being excluded by her tribe. And I was like, come on. The parents are themselves. No. So, yeah. I'm getting there. So maybe I can do some Survivor episodes down the line.
Got it. Got it. All right, guys. Bye.